the beginning of our Mass today, we joined our hearts with those of over 2,000 years ago that waved their palm branches as Jesus was entering on a colt, crying out, "Hosanna, Hosanna to the King of Kings." You see, to the people of the Roman Empire, the symbol of a palm branch was one of victory. We see the symbol also in the Old Testament with the Israelites. It was a sign of righteousness, of justness of a man or a woman who lived in God's light and lived an upright life. They were seen as being good, of being courageous, of standing up for what was right. And the Roman Empire adopted the palm. It's not a native of Italy. But what happened was the Roman armies would go out throughout the Mediterranean region, and as they conquered land, they would bring back palm trees and palm branches and bring them to the streets of Rome and the Roman Empire. And it was a sign of their victory, that they had won their battle and that they had brought justice and built the kingdom of the Roman Empire to greater capacity and greater latitude. And you see, it continues today among the Christians, a sign of victory. A victory over death. A victory of Jesus righting the wrong of Adam and Eve, who entered into the garden out of disobedience to God and obedience to Satan. They chose to live a life of disobedience to God. And what did this bring? It brought upon our world darkness. It brought to our world violence. It brought to our world sin and death. And Jesus came to right the wrong of Adam and Eve. And we celebrate today his passion. We celebrate his death and resurrection, where he conquers death and allows us to live in unity with him and God our Father. You see, Jesus was tempted in this Holy Week. You see, during his Holy Week, what happened? Judas, his beloved apostle, betrays him. His apostles, out of fear, they scatter, and they leave only John and his mother Mary at the foot of the cross. We see Jesus in humility, his humility of being abandoned, his humility of being flogged and crowned with thorns, his humility of being hung on the cross naked, dying in front of all these people with a thief on his right and another on his left. But Jesus never wavered. He always did the Father's will with obedience and love. Obedience and love. And we're called to that today. A journey with Jesus this Holy Week. He wants us to embrace his love for each of us. He wants us to feel his mercy because he's walking that path in Jerusalem for each one of us. Because we are his feet, we are his hands, we are his mouth. We do his work today. And if we don't, it's all in vain. So let us embrace the cross and tie our cross to Jesus this week as he embraces his final days on this earth. And let us be grateful for the gift of salvation that we celebrate each day we are alive, that we have eternal life with Jesus Christ, our Savior. Every day should be an Alleluia day for each one of us. The gift of life, the gift of family, the gift of friends, the gift of work, the gift of our country. These are all Alleluia days. So let us sing Hosanna, Hosanna to God in the highest. Thank you, Jesus Christ, our King. May you be King of our families. May you be King of our world. May you be King of all we do, that we bring glory to God just as you did every day you were here on earth with us. Alleluia, Jesus, our King. Amen.